During the 16th century, a large blue diamond, now known as the Hope Diamond, was brought from India to France. A century later, it was given to Louis XIV. Immediately after the presentation of the diamond, there occurred in the French court a very strange incident. But listen, we'll take you back to the extravagant and frivolous court of Louis XIV. We're in the boudoir of Françoise, the beautiful, fascinating, but jealous mistress of the king.
But, Françoise, you have no cause to think that I
am
would...
not so sure, Louis.
Oh, ma chère, you are mistaken.
I am not mistaken. Already the gossips of the court...
Surely you don't believe malicious gossip?
No. Why did you give Mademoiselle de Fontagey the blue diamond? Ah, you start. Then it is true.
Now, Françoise, you're only...
If you think you can discard me, throw me off for someone else, you are mistaken, Louis. The annual court ball is just 1 week. Unless I have the blue diamond...
I can't ask Mademoiselle to give me back the necklace.
Why not? You are the king of France?
I can see no reason, Françoise, why you should object to Mademoiselle wearing the necklace. Surely you know that...
I know, only that the whole court was present when the Duke gave you the famous diamond from India.
And what of that?
Ah, what of that? Mademoiselle will wear the blue diamond at the ball and show to the whole court that the king has once more changed his affections, that he now discards Le Montespan, the petted favorite, for Mademoiselle...
Mon Dieu, Françoise, that's absurd.
I warn you, Louis. When you've tired of other women, you've discarded them as you please. But I'll not be put aside. Do you hear?
Oh, Françoise, I'm beginning to doubt if you've ever loved me. I wonder if it has only been your love for admiration, for wealth and power.
Oh, you are a sentimental old fool, Louis. But I warn you, I'll not leave court. And what is more, Mademoiselle shall never wear the blue diamond.
I've listened to you long enough. This time I'll not heed your threats. I've given the diamond to Mademoiselle, and she may keep it. Good day, madame.
Good day, Louis. So it's true, then. He does love her, the deceitful little... Never. I'll not give up. Ah. Pierre!
Oui, madame, I'm here.
Order a carriage, Pierre. I am going to visit La Voisin, the fortune teller.
Ah, madame, she is an evil woman. They say...
I know what they say. They say she sold the poison that killed Henriette.
Yes, madame. And ever since the grand mademoiselle died so strangely, the king has forbidden anyone to go there. Surely you...
Call the carriage. We are going to visit La Voisin. And you dare to tell anyone, Pierre? Anyone?
No, madame. I shan't tell. No, I shan't.
Hmm. And so he loved her.
The beautiful lady wishes some poison. You need not hide your face from La Voisin. La Voisin sees and knows everything.
Oh, then you know who I am.
Know you, Madame la Marquise de Montespan? You who have been the most powerful woman in all France. Have been. But now there are rumors that another woman...
What do you mean, rumors?
Here is a pretty thing. A very strange little poison that leaves no trace.
Yes, that's what I want. Something that leaves no trace.
Your hand trembles, madame. Is madame afraid of something?
What should I be afraid of? Tell me.
There is a diamond. A blue diamond.
Yes, yes, and what of it?
I see a necklace. Never let anyone put a necklace around that pretty throat, Madame la Marquise. Beware the diamond.
Françoise!
Yes, Louis. Oh, why must you come and wake me up at this time of night? Why, what's the matter?
Françoise, Mademoiselle de Fontagé is dead.
Dead? Mademoiselle de... Why, it can't be.
Oh, it's only too true, Françoise.
But, oh, Louis, this is terrible.
The doctors say it was poison.
Poison? Well, whoever would...
Françoise, do you know anything about this?
Do I... Why, Louis, what do you mean?
Oh, I can't bring myself to believe that you... And yet, you said that Mademoiselle would never wear the blue diamond.
Why?
Are you sure, Françoise, that you know nothing?
Why?
Oh, I'm not sure of anything. I'm so mixed up. I know only this, that an hour ago, I saw poor little Mademoiselle lying there, the necklace about her throat. I took it off. I couldn't help remembering what you said.
No, no, Louis, believe me. I didn't mean it.
Here is the necklace, the blue diamond.
Oh, take it away. Take it away. I don't want it. Take it away.
Françoise.
If you love me, believe me. I know nothing, nothing. Give the diamond to someone else. I don't want it. I never did want it. Take it away.
Very well, Françoise. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, there is to be a little private investigation.
An investigation?
Yes, to be conducted by the Cardinal. I've ordered the arrest of La Voisin, a fortune teller.
La Voisin?
It's rumored that she sells poisons.
Oh.
Once before she was accused of selling poison. She'll be convicted this time. And as for the woman who committed the murder... Now I must let you sleep. For you must be present tomorrow morning, Françoise.
But do I have to go, Louis?
Yes. Every woman in the court is ordered to be present. Monsieur le Cardinal, to question this woman.
Oh, Louis, you've heard her. It's no use. Why not sentence her to death? We've listened all morning.
Hush, Françoise. La Voisin.
Oui, Your Majesty.
You have refused to tell the name of the woman to whom you sold a bottle of poison. Unless in some way you reveal to the court the guilty woman, you shall receive the customary death penalty. The guillotine. Mm.
Perhaps Your Majesty would rather not know who did the poisoning.
It matters not who did it. Tell what you know.
Has Your Majesty a necklace with a large blue diamond?
Yes, here it is.
Give it to me.
No, no, Louis, don't. Don't do it, no.
Hush, Francois.
Now. Let all the ladies come, one by one, and put the necklace on. She who flinches is the guilty woman. This necklace belonged to the poisoned Mademoiselle, And the woman who gave the poison dares not put it on.
Ah, Mademoiselle de Guiche will go first. Then Mademoiselle de Conti. That's right. Then Madame la Duchesse. Now, one after another.
No, not you. Here, around your neck. So. No, no, not you. Are you afraid, madame? No. Here. Next.
You are next, Francois.
No, 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 Louis. I'm not well. I feel a little faint. Let me go now.
Will the madame standing so close to His Majesty the King be next? No.
Go on, Françoise. She is waiting.
No, no, Louis. No, no.
Françoise, this is foolishness. Look, everyone is watching. Do as the old woman says.
No, no, no.
Now put it on.
Ah, it is such a lovely necklace. Just fit for the beautiful madame. Here it is. Put it on, madame.
No, no, no. Take it away. Take it away.
Put it on, Francois.
There.
Take it off. Take it off.
Madame.